So, you're ready to dive into the world of homebrewing electronics, specifically radio gear.
We've got you covered.
This deep dive centers around solder smoke.
A long-running podcast, practically a masterclass in DIY electronics.
We've sifted through hundreds of their episodes, blog posts, listener mail, all of it, to bring you the best of the best.
Think of this as your shortcut to Solder Smoke's treasure trove of homebrewing wisdom.
And knowing your interest in minimalist, efficient electronics projects.
I think you'll find their approach really inspiring.
Absolutely. So let me introduce you to Bill, N2CQR, and Pete, N6QW, the voices behind Solder Smoke.
What's remarkable is their dedication to home brewing, even when faced with the allure of pre-built kits and software-defined radios.
Yeah, it's almost like swimming against the current, isn't it? In this age of instant gratification, they're all about the craft and soul of building something from the ground up.
Precisely. They often talk about this tribal wisdom that kind of permeates the homebrewing community.
Tribal wisdom.
Yeah, a passing down of knowledge, tips, even those hard-earned lessons that only come from experience. And they're not just sharing technical know-how. It's about the stories, the camaraderie, the shared passion for creating something unique.
Okay, that's got my attention. Can you give me an example of this tribal wisdom in action?
One that sticks out is this story about a listener who reached out to the Solder Smoke crew with a unique request.
Okay.
He had stumbled upon his grandfather's old radio, apparently built from scratch back in 1939.
Wow, 1939? That's before transistors, right?
Exactly. The listener had no schematics, no notes, just this beautifully crafted piece of radio history. And guess what?
Yeah.
Bill and Pete actually dove into old radio magazines from that era, scouring for clues, trying to piece together what kind of circuits and components this guy might have used.
Talk about dedication. That's some next level detective work.
It really speaks to their commitment to keeping that homebrewing spirit alive, you know? And it goes beyond just vintage gear, too. They featured international collaborations, like Farhan, a home brewer in India who built an impressive shortwave receiver using salvage parts. He even helped another listener troubleshoot a project remotely, proving that the Solder Smoke community extends far beyond geographical borders.
That's the beauty of technology, right? It has
Yeah.
the power to connect people with shared passions, no matter where they are in the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And while both Bill and Pete are passionate advocates for home brewing, they each bring a unique approach to the table.
Okay, how so?
You, with your interest in efficiency and minimalism,
Yeah.
you'll find a kindred spirit in Bill. He once took on this challenge of making contacts using the simplest transceiver imaginable, an ET2,
An ET2.
which is about as bare bones as it gets in the world of ham radio.
Wait, hold on. Making contacts? You mean actually having conversations with other ham radio operators using this super basic ET2?
You got it. He wanted to see how far he could push the limits of minimalist equipment, prove that you don't need a shack full of expensive gear to enjoy the magic of radio. And the kicker,
What's that?
he managed to make contacts all over the globe with that little ET2.
Now that's impressive. It's like squeezing every ounce of performance out of the simplest setup. What were some of the challenges he faced with such limited equipment? I can't imagine it was easy.
Absolutely. He talks about, it forced him to really listen to the nuances of the signals, to understand the rhythm of the ionosphere, and to wring every last bit of efficiency out of his setup. In a way, it's a perfect example of his minimalist philosophy in action, achieving the most with the least.
That resonates with me. I'm all about getting the most bang for my buck, especially when it comes to electronics. Speaking of which, does this minimalist approach extend to the way he sources parts? I'm imagining he's not just ordering the latest and greatest components.
You're spot on. Bill is a master of scavenging and repurposing. He often talks about scouring flea markets, online forums, for vintage components. Like this one time, he needed a specific type of variable capacitor, a QF1, which is notoriously hard to find.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They're not made anymore. So you can imagine his struggle.
Oh, I can only imagine the thrill of the hunt. Did he manage to track one down?
He did. It took some serious digging, but he eventually found a collector online who had a few tucked away in a drawer somewhere.
Where?
Bill often says it's like finding buried treasure, these vintage components that still hold so much potential. And the best part is, they often cost a fraction of their modern equivalents.
Now that's what I call resourcefulness. It seems like part of the Solder Smoke ethos is about challenging the idea that you need the newest, shiniest gear to be a home brewer.
Absolutely. And this brings us to an interesting debate that often comes up on the show: building from scratch versus modifying existing kits.
Okay, let's unpack that. I can see how both approaches have their merits.
Exactly. On one hand, you have Pete, who is a firm believer in building from the ground up. He enjoys the challenge of designing circuits, understanding every component, seeing his creations come to life from a pile of parts.
I can see the appeal in that.
Right. He even designed his own simple SSB transceiver called the PSSST, which stands for Pete's Simple SSB Transceiver.
The PSSST, I have to admit, that's a pretty catchy name for a circuit. So this PSST is built entirely from scratch, no kits involved.
You got it. It's a testament to Pete's deep understanding of radio theory and circuit design. But on the other hand, you have Bill, who's more pragmatic in his approach. He's not opposed to using kits, especially if it means getting a project up and running more quickly. He sees kits as a starting point, a foundation that you can then modify and tweak to your liking.
It's like choosing your battles, right? Deciding where you want to invest your time and energy.
Precisely. If you're new to home brewing, modifying a kit can be a great way to learn the ropes and gain some confidence before diving into the deep end of circuit design.
Makes sense.
But if you're like Pete and you relish the challenge of starting from a blank slate, then building from scratch might be more your speed.
So it's not about one approach being better than the other. It's about finding what works best for you, your skills, and your goals.
Exactly. And this difference in philosophy, it extends to their choice of test equipment as well.
And that makes sense, given their different approaches to homebrewing.
Right.
So when it comes to test equipment, what do they prefer?
Well, Bill has a real soft spot for vintage gear. He often raves about his trusty HP 8640B spectrum analyzer.
An HP 8640B.
Yeah, which he says he snagged for a steal at a ham fest.
A ham fest. Now, there's the term I haven't heard in a while.
Basically like a swap meet for ham radio enthusiasts. You can find all sorts of treasures there, from vintage radios to obscure components to, well, spectrum analyzers, apparently. But vintage gear aside, Bill also recognizes the value of modern tools, especially for beginners. He often recommends the NanoVNA.
NanoVNA.
Yeah, a vector network analyzer that's become incredibly popular in the home brewing community.
What's that all about?
It's a small, affordable device that lets you analyze the behavior of your circuits and antennas. Think of it like a powerful magnifying glass for radio waves.
Yeah.
It's a game changer for home brewers, especially those just starting out, because it used to be that this type of test equipment would cost you an arm and a leg.
I hear that. Specialized tools can really put a dent in your budget. So it sounds like Solder Smoke is all about making home brewing accessible, regardless of your experience level or how deep your pockets are.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the technical aspects either. One of the things that really comes through in their episodes is the importance of community and shared learning. They're constantly highlighting listener projects, sharing success stories, and offering encouragement to, you know, anyone who's ever felt intimidated by the world of electronics.
I'm curious, any particular stories that stand out?
Well, plenty. There was this listener, Mike Rainey, call sign AA1TJ, who had been away from home brewing for years due to work and family commitments. But then he stumbled upon Solder Smoke, and it rekindled his passion. He even wrote them this heartfelt email saying how listening to their show was like rediscovering a lost part of himself.
I love that. It's amazing how a shared passion can bring people together and reignite that creative spark.
It really is. And then there's Dean, KK4DAS, who built one of Pete's PSSAT transceivers and managed to make contacts all over the world with this little homebrew rig. He said it was an experience he'll never forget, and that it wouldn't have been possible without the knowledge and encouragement he gained from the Solder Smoke community.
These stories really highlight the human side of home brewing. It's more than just circuits and soldering irons, isn't it? It's about the joy of creation, the thrill of problem-solving, and the connections forged through shared passion.
You nailed it. And that brings us to what I think is one of the most valuable takeaways from Solder Smoke: the importance of documentation and sharing your knowledge. Pete, in particular, is a stickler for this. He meticulously documents every project, creating detailed schematics, taking photos of each step, and writing up clear explanations that anyone can follow.
That's invaluable, especially for someone who's just starting out. It's like having a virtual mentor guiding you through the process.
Exactly. And Bill is constantly sharing his insights on his blog, writing about everything from troubleshooting tips to his experiments with vintage components to his thoughts on, well, the philosophical side of home brewing.
The philosophical side. Now that's intriguing. What does that even mean in the context of home brewing?
Well, they often delve into the why of home brewing. Why go through the effort of building something yourself when you can easily buy a pre-built version? What is it about this process that captivates people and keeps them coming back for more, even when faced with, you know, head-scratching challenges and the occasional late-night troubleshooting session?
Those are great questions. So what are their answers? Why do they think homebrewing matters in this day and age?
For them, it's about reclaiming that sense of agency, of understanding how things work at a fundamental level. It's about the satisfaction of creating something unique, something that reflects your own skills and ingenuity. And it's about carrying the torch of a long tradition of tinkering and experimentation, of pushing the boundaries of what's possible with a handful of components and a healthy dose of creativity.
Beautifully put.
Yeah.
So for those listening who are feeling inspired to embark on their own homebrewing journey, what would be a good starting point? Where does one even begin?
Solder Smoke recommends a few beginner-friendly projects, like the Michigan Mighty Mite, a simple but versatile radio receiver that's perfect for learning the basics of soldering and circuit construction. Or, if you're feeling more adventurous, you could try building Pete's PSSD transceiver. It's a bit more challenging, but incredibly rewarding to see it come to life and actually make contacts with it.
Great suggestions. And of course, they always encourage listeners to connect with the broader homebrewing community through online forums, local clubs, even ham fests. There's something truly special about being surrounded by like-minded individuals who share your passion.
Absolutely. So if you've been on the fence about diving into the world of homebrewing, consider this your sign to take the plunge. You might be surprised by what you discover, not just about electronics, but about yourself and your own capacity for creativity and problem solving.
And who knows, maybe one day we'll be featuring your homebrew project on a future deep dive. Until then,
happy building!
And keep that soldering iron hot.